This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Worries about the European debt crisis spread to Germany today. What could that mean for American banks?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Germany today had a hard time convincing investors to lay down cash for its debt, which means the troubles going on in Europe could be entering a new phase. And now the Federal Reserve says it wants big U.S. banks to undergo more stress tests to see if they can weather another big economic storm. Morris Davis is with the Wisconsin School of Business and a former Fed economist. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
You know, I thought Germany was the safest place in the Eurozone, the biggest economy certainly. What do you think this weak bond sale really means?
I think what it means is that investors are concerned about any asset that's denominated in euros, because there must be a fear that the euro is going to devalue even more than it has. Otherwise, you'd think that Germany would have no problem issuing as much debt as it wants, given how safe its bonds seem to be.
I know we saw that the Federal Reserve is planning on running these stress tests on some of the biggest banks in the country. Is that about the eurozone?
Some of it must be about the eurozone, and I think some of it is just about routine testing. I think the Federal Reserve is running these tests with the hope that all the banks will pass, or most of them will pass, so that investors can remain confident about U.S. banks. So I think some of this is about showing to the general public that most of the U.S. banking system can withstand a severe shock to Europe.
And what happens if a bank doesn't pass?
That bank will be in trouble. That bank's going to have to raise some capital. The more ominous scenario is, suppose a large set of banks don't pass, then we'll have decisions to make. The most likely outcome is those banks will be forced to raise capital.
Morris Davis with the Wisconsin School of Business. Professor, thanks.
Thanks very much for having me.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now. The Dow is off about 1.5%. NASDAQ off 2% at the moment. The Commerce Department reported today orders for big ticket items fell in October. And while consumer sentiment remained flat, we also got word consumer spending was up slightly last month. Along those lines, if you're planning for a shopping outing on Black Friday, you might want to bring a smartphone. More shoppers are using apps this holiday season. That's got retailers scrambling to adapt. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Smartphone apps are making shoppers very smart. They can figure out how much other retailers are charging for something. They can read product reviews. They can even buy from a competitor in a rival store. Retail consultant Bert Flickinger.
There's a revolution in retail caused by smartphones.
Some retailers like Best Buy, Toys R Us, and Lowe's are embracing the revolution, handing smartphones out to employees and training them to work with tech-savvy shoppers. These employees are often empowered to give on-the-spot discounts.
So that puts real stress on the retail model.
Brand strategist Adam Hampt says brick-and-mortar retailers can't lower prices too much. They have to pay for overhead costs like leases and wages. So they have to find ways to make a store visit worth paying a little extra.
They need to really ratchet up this experience so that price differential will be worth it.
Hampt says, ironically enough, all of this new technology is just highlighting the importance of old-school retail values like customer service and expertise. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. For Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Oberlin speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at expeditiontothesouthpole.com.
The number of people who sought first-time jobless claims nudged up last week. Jobs are pretty scarce in San Bernardino, California, where unemployment is above 17%. The number of foreclosures there is super high. But Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman found one social services provider whose savvy home buying years ago is paying off today.
You know, you'll lose your job or you're going to lose money.
I met Kim Carter at a forum on poverty and joblessness, which are especially high among blacks and Hispanics in Southern California's Inland Empire. Carter is a dynamo, a former addict and ex-convict. 10 years ago, she founded the Time for Change Foundation in her native San Bernardino to help other women get back on their feet.
We have two facilities. We serve over 50 women per year. We house them and their children and provide them with case management, family reunification, parenting.
And those are group houses that you have?
They're actually homes, single-family homes, and residents live as extended family.
So you bought the houses yourself?
Exactly.
And what did you pay for them?
Well, back in 2002, the houses were like, you know, $80,000 and $90,000. So we was able to get a really, really good deal. Fortunately for us, we didn't do all that refi stuff that people were doing when the housing prices went up. So we're still back to where we were when we started.
Buying before the housing bubble really inflated, then avoiding the subprime loans that targeted so many minority homeowners, all pretty smart. But with her prison record, how could she buy at all?
See, when you're looking for a job or you're looking for rental assistance, those applications will ask you about your background, whether you had a past felony conviction or not. But when you're getting ready to fill out for a home loan, they don't ask that question.
Her two homeless shelters are in well-kept middle-class neighborhoods that were spared the worst of the predatory lending that led to the foreclosure crash. But Carter says her neighbors haven't been so keen on her efforts.
Actually, society would rather have a facility closed and abandoned than to allow homeless women to get into, despite the fact that there are a lot of foreclosed properties.
And with so many of those foreclosed properties on the market cheap right now, Carter might just be tempted to buy another suburban ranch house to shelter homeless women. She says there are plenty who need it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, Jennifer Lopez has been all about the Fiat 500 lately. Her commercials are everywhere.
They may be just streets to you, but to me, they're a playground.
That's J-Lo driving a 500 into her old stomping grounds, the Bronx, New York. Only it wasn't her. The Smoking Gun reports through the magic of television, J-Lo was in Los Angeles in a studio during taping of that commercial, and a body double was the one who drove into the Bronx. Fiat probably just wishes anyone would drive the tiny car that's only sold a fraction of what it expected since its unveiling here in the U.S. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The BLT, the banh mi, the mighty Italian meatball sub. Excuse me, but they are way more than just meat between two pieces of bread, you know.
There's one way I like to think about sandwiches, which is as these, like, objects of history. And actually, like, tell these really awesome stories about people and cultures and locations and cuisines.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Sandwiches from the inside out. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.